Tracy Gold, 47, sat at the edge of his newly rented apartment, the scent of fresh paint mingling with a faint aroma of takeout he hadn't bothered to clean up. The city lights sprawled out before him like a shimmering tapestry, vibrant and alive, a stark contrast to the quiet void he felt within. It had been a month since the discovery that upended his world, a revelation delivered in the cruelest way imaginable. What was meant to be a heartfelt surprise for their silver anniversary had turned into a grotesque unveiling of truth. Tracy had spent weeks curating a slideshow, piecing together snapshots of 25 years with Elizabeth, their first dance, vacations that felt like fairy tales, birthdays, anniversaries. But as the images flickered across the screen, a few too many candid moments with someone else crept in. At first, Tracy thought it was a mistake, a photo accidentally uploaded. Then came another, and another. The realization hit like a sledgehammer. The man in those photos wasn't him. Elizabeth had been leading a double life. The room had gone silent, save for the soft click of the slideshow as it continued its merciless march through their fractured history. The betrayal cut deep, but what followed was perhaps even more surprising, a strange, almost exhilarating sense of freedom. The initial shock gave way to a clarity he hadn't felt in years. For too long, Tracy had played the role of the dutiful husband, smoothing over Elizabeth's insecurities, deferring his dreams, and maintaining the facade of a flawless marriage. Each compromise had chipped away at his identity until he barely recognized himself. Now, for the first time in decades, the weight of those expectations was gone. He glanced at the corner of the room where his new motorcycle helmet sat gleaming. He'd bought it on impulse last week, a symbol of rebellion and rediscovery. He imagined the wind whipping through his hair as he roared down the coast, his laughter carried away by the sea breeze. He thought about the animal shelter he had passed on his way to the apartment. Maybe he'd volunteer there, spend time with creatures who loved without conditions or pretense. And then there was his camera, untouched for years, tucked away in a moving box. He could already see the first picture he'd take, a sunrise over the city that now felt so alive, so full of possibility. Tracy knew the road ahead wouldn't be easy. There were scars that would take time to heal, nights that would feel unbearably lonely. But he also knew he had a choice. He could let the bitterness fester and consume him, or he could turn this pain into a stepping stone towards something greater. As dawn began to creep over the horizon, painting the sky in hues of pink and gold, Tracy felt something he hadn't in years: hope. He leaned against the window, the glass cool against his forehead, and smiled. This wasn't the end of his story. It was the beginning of a new chapter, a chapter where he would live authentically, fearlessly, and unapologetically. Tracy Gold was finally free.